Oh yeah, hunker down. Yeah, you hunker.
Does that mean the same thing?
Same thing. Squatting down. Hunker down.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Do you use expression hunker down much yourself?
That's smart. Use it. Hunker down. Uh-huh.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, he said he was up and about now, but he still looks a bit
bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other words you might use?
Well, no other words. He still look, don't look good, or look like he might not make it, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How would he say he felt? If he had been sick and he was well now, but he still felt a little
bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And say someone who can lift heavy weights, that's big and
strong.
Okay. Any other words you might use?
Stout or something. Mm-hmm. Big, stout or something. Strong. Like that.
Does stout mean the same thing?
Same thing. Yes.
Would you use that word stout talking about butter that's turning bad?
No, it's just strong. It wouldn't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't.
And someone who's real easy to get along with, always smiling and everything, you'd say that he's
friendly or kind. Or
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And say someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs.
He's skinny or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not healthy or something like that.
But what if he just seems to always be stumbling over himself and dropping things and...
Well, I wouldn't know what you call one like that. I just see weak mind is something like what I would see, yeah, something mm-hmm. like that. His mind not right. Weak-minded.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy used a word like gangling or gawky or clumsy or awkward.
Yeah, awkward or clumsy, that's right.
What do those words mean?
Well, that means somebody like that, like you're talking about. Everything you get, you drop it, you break it, or you run into something else, knocking mm-hmm. down something else. Or that's you awkward and clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means.
Okay, and say... Someone who just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense. You say that he's just a plain...
Well, I say you're a plain eating or fool or something like that, what I would say.
Okay.
That's right. During things that got no business, keep on concerned during it all time. Mm-hmm. Well, I just call him a fool.
Okay. And somebody who has a lot of money but won't ever spend a cent.
Well, I just call him stingy. A stingy person.
Okay.
You know, that's what I would call it.
Or you might say that he's a...
Close.
Did you say tight water?
Tight. He tight, twisted, you know, won't spend any money. We call him, say, he try to be too tight.
Mm-hmm. And when you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
Common. Well, when you say a person, a common person, well, he, you know, just, I say he's friendly to everybody, and common with everybody. I don't care who you meet, he's friendly and common
mm-hmm.
with him. He'll try to be stuck up or something like that. That's what I call a common person.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing to say about a person?
Yeah, common, that's good.
What if you said that a girl was very common? Would that take on a different meaning?
Well, I don't know. I don't think